ACIP is an organization affiliated with the CDC, and they host meetings to talk about vaccination and approving vaccines for distribution to the public. One of the nurses affiliated with our group attended one of these ACIP meetings, and on the screen during the meeting was shown a picture of the Temple of Vaccinia. The Temple of Vaccinia is a building where Edward Jenner made his cowpox vaccine centuries ago. And it is preserved to this day and is considered a pilgrimage site for many scientists who are religiously pro-vaccination.
There is almost a religious zeal that surrounds vaccination. And it's particularly strong in those people like pediatricians, public health doctors, who appear to know very, very little about vaccines, to be accused of anti-science or being just simply an anti-vaxxer so we can write you off. This is a pharmaceutical industry propaganda ploy. It's no less, no more than that. That since they, I once had an interview with Anderson Cooper. I think it took about 15 seconds for him to start talking about conspiracy theory. Exactly the same in Italy when I interviewed in Rome. It was conspiracy theory straight away. As it's a default place to go when you don't have to think about the arguments, you don't have to articulate a better argument to make your point. You simply call people anti-vaxxers, conspiracy theorists, and that's it.
The Washington Post did an article about me this week that said I was a conspiracy theorist. You know, they are actually part of a conspiracy to suppress people like me. And the way they suppress people is by characterizing us as conspiracy theorists. So they can outright censor us, or they can censor us through defamation. You know, that's what they've been up to. So this reporter, Michael Scheer, who's spent his entire, you know, the title of it is Robert F. Kennedy's Conspiracy Theories, but he actually is part of a conspiracy to label me a conspiracy theorist.